Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
In sports, we often talk about an MVP, which is the most valuable player. The letters MVP make me think about how we can reduce the complexity of all organizations into a simple equation. Margin multiplied by velocity multiplied by people, MVP. Let's break that down a little. Before we do so, let's remind ourselves that all organizations are businesses. We know that corporations have to satisfy their shareholders, also known as stakeholders, but non-corporate entities also need to ensure their income is greater than their expenses and that their assets are larger than their liabilities. Even a non-profit or not-for-profit still aims to make a profit. They just don't pay taxes on their profits because of their social purpose. So coming back to our MVP equation, margin is how much you make after all expenses. Net margin is expressed as a percentage of revenue or in dollars, whereas margin is how much you make. Velocity is how many times you make it. Velocity is a term in business that we don't often hear, but it can be expressed as speed or productivity, optimization or utilization. If you're a manufacturing business, velocity can be measured by the speed at which raw materials are converted into work in progress and are then converted into finished goods before being sold. Now, if you're a retailer, it's the ability to move inventory, you know, what manufacturers call finished goods, quickly. Remember, raw materials, work in progress, and finished goods tie up cash and increase the risk of obsolescence, damage, or theft the longer an organization holds onto them. Now, for a service business, it's the ability to utilize labor in the most efficient and effective manner possible. You'll often hear leaders of service businesses say, "People truly are our greatest asset." Well, people are not technically assets from an accounting perspective. Why? Because we don't own them. They're really expenses, and any future obligations connected to them, such as pensions, are really liabilities. But we appreciate the sentiment and rhetoric. Service businesses primarily utilize human resources to produce organizational results. Now, ideally, organizations want to be in the business of high margin and high velocity. Easy to say, hard to do, because most businesses lean one way or the other. Some are very high margin and lower velocity, and that's part of their brand prestige, while others are high velocity and relatively low margin. So think about, say, Walmart. They'd fall into that second category. People optimize margin and velocity. Did you catch that? People optimize margin and velocity. It's the people who produce margin and velocity, because having a fully engaged workforce optimizes margin and velocity. If any of these three elements is failing, results will be at best suboptimal. Think about it. If there's any suppression on margin because of, say, competition or an outdated product or service, the velocity, meaning the volume of sales, will decrease. Now, if margin and velocity are down, it can actually be hard to attract and retain high quality people. If the morale of the workforce is low, both velocity and margin will suffer. My observation has been that great organizations, regardless of entity type, are always trying to improve margin, increase velocity, and fully engage their people. When it comes to the people part of the equation, organizations need to remember that the glue that binds people together is trust. Trust comprises of character and competence. Character is who you are, and competence is what you do. If you're a colleague or a leader of high character and high competence, people will trust you. So MVP may mean most valuable player in sports, but in the sport of business, I believe it's a really good way for us to remember that all organizations are actually in business, and that the complexity of commerce can actually be distilled down into a very simple equation: margin multiplied by velocity multiplied by people. You know, I'm personally not into tattoos, but if I were, I think I'd have margin multiplied by velocity multiplied by people written over my heart. I think I'll try the henna version first and see if my wife Gaina likes it before I go for the real thing.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.